Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cash and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, this is Stars Cast at starpsychics.com. I'm here tonight with Stars Sirius. Is that how we want to pronounce it?
Sirius. It's like Aries,
Sirius.
But Sirius. Right.
Sirius. I just love it. And actually, she was with me at my other site, so I've known her a very long time. And tonight we're going to talk about numerology, which is going to be a first on our show, and I'm real excited. I have a question for you.
Sure.
First question is, how did you get into doing numerology?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten to anything in a normal way. When it came to numerology, I was actually studying on something else and learning something else, completely not metaphysical at all. And I was taking a break, and I just happened to be wandering around, you know, just to get up and get other stuff out of your head. And I saw this book sitting somewhere, and I'm like, okay, what are you? You have this bright, shiny, lovely look to you. I picked it up, and I've been hooked ever since.
There you go. That's how it starts, doesn't it? Yep. Yep.
Yeah, everything is always that way for me. You wander into something you never expected, and now it's been 28 years as of this year that I've been doing it. So.
Wow. I took a numerology class when I was on America Online. They had like an email class that you could take, and it was fascinating. And numbers are so important in everything, as like in astrology and tarot cards and everything. Everything that we do is related to numbers in some way. So you've been doing this 28 years, you said. Can you kind of tell me what kind of answers can you get from numerology?
Well, the base ones is the typical ones that people look for places, like the full meaning for your name. Now, I use the old versions of the titles for things. A lot of people have changed them, but that also changes the energy of what you're meaning. Like the old name for, let's say, your full name at birth, which is the main one that you use, is your expression. That shows how you're expressing, how you are seen by the world, the way everybody else looks at you, versus if you were to go into, let's say, people call it now your heart's desire, but I think it kind of cheapens the version. It's really your soul urge is the original name for it. What your soul really is wanting to do with things, even though other people may not see it. Those are the main big points that you get, is things on your name that give you your actual personality. In a way, it works in concert with astrology because it gives you other aspects that you wouldn't see that way. You're looking at it in comparison to your sun sign, your moon, you know, your ascendant, all the other stuff. You have those aspects when you look at a name, when you go for the expression, the soul urge, the quiescent self, which is the hidden version of yourself. Those are using the consonants. The inclusion, which is using what's missing in your name, using the numbers that come up in your name, your karmic debt numbers that come out of your name. So you can find all kinds of things about your personality. You can also find things about other people that way. Personally, I'm not an advocate of doing all kinds of stuff about other people and just judging for that, because there's way more aspects to a person than even their numerology. But you can use it to see how more compatible you are with a person, even if you may adore them, to find ways that to avoid problems, let's say, because of conflict, that because you may be more outgoing than they are. Other things is if it's a good address for you to live at. Those are really good aspects. If you're, let's say, a 5 person and you're kind of hyper and you like to do things, you may not want to live in an address that turns out to be a 7, where all you're going to be doing is spending your time learning new lessons while you're living there. It depends on what you're looking for. It's a good thing to see if a career is good for you. You can check out the numbers for that word. The expression, which is the full numbers for anything, a name, etc., can be used on anything when it comes to a word, like a job. If, say, you're an accountant, you can do the expression on that and see what kind of energy it really puts out besides the job itself. You can use it to check out your newer name. Some people will say you can only use your birth name, and technically that's who you really are. But you get married, you use nicknames. If it's something you use all the time, that does have an effect on who you are and who you're seen by other people, and sometimes even how you mentally see yourself. So it's like putting on another coat, another persona on top of the original.
Now, like for me, of course, I got married, and I always use that name. And I remember we did it on our birth name.
Right.
And I can't remember. I think I'm a nine, I think. I'd have to look it up. But I always felt that that was, to me, kind of dumb because you grow up, you get married. Sometimes you get married two or three times. So it should be the name that you are using, like, in the now to find out how it's going to affect you. Is that true?
Well, yes and no. I do agree with you that people are, they have it. That's why I don't pay attention to a lot of it. I don't mean it to sound bad, but I don't pay attention to a lot of numerology that's put out there because they do just that, just what you're saying. Only your birth name is the only thing you can look at. And I'm going, well, you don't keep that name unless you're a guy and you keep using your full name your whole life. Most of us don't keep our names the same our whole lives. Either we shorten it, we don't use the middle name, something else, you know. Or you could have been named baby boy or baby girl, and that's on your birth certificate. So that's technically your original name, and your name didn't come until 2 months later. Those are important. They are the core version of you. It's kind of like your original chart at the time you were born. That's the original info about you, as is your birth
date,
the day you were born on, those kind of things. That's the original you. Then you get other aspects that change who you are through time. Let's say you don't use your middle name or you just go by your initials. If it's only a short time frame, a year or two that you use it, it doesn't really have that big of an effect. But if you're keeping using that for, oh, let's say the next 10, 15, 20 years, then obviously
right.
that has a change in the way you are. Well, a good example is my name when I was born added up to an 11, which there's only a few numbers that you would use as double digits. That was great for what it was when I was growing up, and it would be great for part in the rest of my life, but having kids and family, an 11 is a little tougher number to go with if that's one of your big deal numbers in there. When I got married, my number changed to a 6, which is more family-oriented. So it made a big difference. In the way I didn't change the core person who I am, but it changed some of the aspects on how I address things.
Yeah. Can you do it on a business?
Sure.
I've never had it done on stars. I have to have that done.
It's a little different than with a person, obviously, because the aspects for a person are more personalized. But let's say if your business is a 4, it's going to be seen totally core as a business. It's going to be more about work. It's going to be more about what's coming in. I always say you should always look at the numerology in tantamount with astrology and other aspects. That way you get a full, broad picture of what's going on. But I'm not an astrologer, so I have to say someone else can
right.
see about
no.
it. But.
So to do like on stars psychics, every letter represents a number, correct? Is that how you do it?
Right. Every letter represents a number. They're all single digits, except in the alphabet there's 2 double digits. The K still is 11 because it's the 11th position, and the V is still 22 because it's the 22nd position. Older versions of numerology, which is Pythagorean that I use, not the Chaldean, that's a little different. The one I use and follow is... The old version says only 11 and 22 are master numbers. I've learned in the last 28 years that technically a 33 probably should fit in there too because of where I've seen it used and the aspects I've seen it come up as. Other double digits, I don't know if they'd fit in the master number category, but they do have an importance. But, yes, in the case of a business name, you would add together, like in your stars, there isn't any of those numbers. So you'd be sticking with, like, individual digits. You'd add the whole thing together. It would show the expression of the company, how it comes across with the business name. Also, you would want to look at – I don't look at the solar and the quiescent self for both of those because businesses or – unless it's a person, they don't really have that same aspect. But you would also want to look at the original core date of when it happened, too, to see what path that company set on besides –
Oh, we have to do stars. We have to do stars. I want to know what this is. This is exciting, and isn't that funny? I mean, I've known about numerology, but I never – just dawned on me, can you do a business name? And, of course, you should
right.
be able to. It's a name.
Exactly. Well, it's not even just names. I try to explain to people that I'm one of – the funny thing is people are like, you have to be an expert by numerology by now. And I'm like, well, yes and no. In my mind, no. Because once I find and learn some aspects of it, then my brain goes, well, what about this? And I go travel off down another road trying to figure out, well, how can you calculate something like that? And, I mean, my daughter thinks it's funny. I've been told for 15 years now I should just write a book. And I'm like, but I'm not done finding new aspects. written a book yet. When
That's
I find
true.
New ways
That's
to
true.
Use it, then I can do it. So.
Now, tell me something. Should people have a numerology report done? I mean, is that beneficial?
I think it is. It depends on what you're looking for. If you want to know more about your personal self, it's really a good thing to do. I mean, I would suggest not doing it on other people in the beginning. A lot of people will say, well, do it so you can understand them before you get involved. Now, personally, I would suggest if you're already involved with a person and you want to know a little more about them, that's a great way to go because it may explain to you why they're not a morning person. It may explain to you why they don't get this and give you a way to deal with it, you know, and move accordingly, going, okay, I can step around this way, and then things will be smoother in my relationship. But yes, especially when it comes to wanting to learn more about yourself, it's a great way to go because it will tell you, okay, even my daughter, who's been around me her whole life, obviously, turns around and comes up to me, and she's like, can you look at this really quick? You think by now she would have learned how to do it on her own, but and
it's
she
your wisdom.
Sends people
it's
to me that
way. It's all the
way.
Wisdom, that's all. Yeah,
right.
It's all the
well,
wisdom.
It's like she told me it's not that she can't add up the numbers. It's just, as far as she's concerned, she's read about 5 or 6 books on it, too. My approach is different, I guess. I think it is a more personalized approach, not just this is calculations and that's all it is. Because you have to look at it. You can get any kind of programs that will do charts for people anytime, but they don't give you a personalized approach. Everything is generalized. It's kind of like the horoscope in a newspaper. It's really general and broad. So if
okay,
you really want to
question.
Know more personally, you. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, every letter is represented by a number. Does A start with 1?
Yes. It starts 1 through 9 over and over again, and they repeat.
Oh, okay. That's something that I did not know at all. Oh, awesome.
Right.
So
in the other version
of
numerology, it's different.
All right. This is
right.
Cool.
1 through 9 is the first. Then it starts over again, except for, like I said, when you hit that 11th number, which is K, it doesn't get small. It stays as 11. And when you hit the 22nd number, which is V, it stays as 22.
All right. So are those are considered the master numbers?
Right.
Because they can total up
they
to
can be both.
One single number, one digit. Okay, they could be either or.
Right.
Okay.
Say a double digit is both. And it's kind of more complicated, but then more enlightening, I think, for that person. Because none of the numbers are bad. So even if you're just a 2 for the rest of your life and you only live in the 2, even though you're technically an 11, that's not a bad thing. It just means you have the ability to evolve into being the 11 as well, which still has a positive and negative of its own.
Okay, I have another question. When both of my parents passed away, they passed away less than 5 months apart, the number 7 was predominant. The 7th, the date of her passing was the 25th, and he passed away on the 7th in the 7th month. Of course, she passed away on the 1st. Now, I recognize that during that period of time, those 5 or 6 months, 7 was just really, it just came hitting me in the face all the time. Now, what would that possibly mean? Why, you know, they both passed on a total of a 7.
Right. Well, yes and no. I mean, the numbers coming up for you is 7 was giving you a message that way. To come up with the other dates, you would actually have to come up with the year, et cetera, to come up with the universal numbers or to come up with their personal numbers to see what else applies.
Okay, so in general, to me, that I'm in astrology, that
it was a lesson
means
time
like,
for you. It was stuff you had
okay.
to deal with. Stuff you personally had to address. That's why the 7 was coming up. 7's a big time. I'm in a 7-month right now, myself personally. So I'm like, okay, what's coming next? I know that it's a lesson month. It's time for you to, so that each other number that comes up, let's say if you're having a 7 year and you come into the first month of the year, it's going to be an 8 month for you. So you're talking about this is going to be financial issues are going to come up for you that month, positive and or negative, and things you have to learn about them. So in the case of yours, it was learning to deal with something that you hadn't been dealing with. Unfortunately, it sounds like there was a large thing coming as something you had to deal with. But,
oh, yeah.
Because death, never a fun thing
and
to deal with.
And I was
an
only
there may
a,
have been
only
other
child.
Issues. Without looking at something, you know, you can only say so much about someone else's relationship. But there may have been issues with your relationship that were going to come up for you because of that.
Yeah. It was a tough time. Very tough time. Being an only child, it was. Okay.
Right.
So, now, can we, so we've actually discussed the same number everywhere I look. Well, that, of course, was a time of importance when you keep getting the same number, correct?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
We could just sit in total numbers until the sky falls because we're, you know, I want to see what this is. Now, like, for example, is there a general thing, like, say, for today? okay, the date that we are recording this, obviously.
The universal number.
Is that what it is?
When it's a general day that covers everybody, it's just the universal number. That includes the year, et cetera, et cetera. When it becomes personal, you change the options that are included. So, like, this year as a general year, for universal year is what they call it, is a 5. Well, excuse me, my apologies, it's a 6. Last year was a 5. Because you add the 2, the 1, and the 3, so you get a 6. But see, the way I look at them also is you don't use, most people I know will use just the core number as a 6. I will say that other aspects coming behind that 6 is also the 2, the 1, and the 3. Because I don't think that you can only go by the digited down information. So this year, the 6, though, is more family-oriented, more making connections-oriented, more, it's a more of a relaxed type year, actually. It should be really good. It's, next year is a lesson year universally, so this is kind of like your way to prepare yourself, get organized, choose your sides, so to speak, before you get into next year's craziness. Now, if you go by what the month is here, we've got a 7 month with that 6, you're coming into a 13, which, before you digit it down, you've got that 1 and that 3, so that's, I would say this month universally, it's a 4 for work. So in the way I look at it, you'd be working a lot on starting things because of the 1, and working a lot on socialization, the way you deal with other people. So things that you start with other people, how you work with other people. If I was looking at it as a universal year, that would say that covers everybody for this month.
It certainly covers me and stars. I can tell you that.
Right.
Big time. Yeah. Okay, so now can someone kind of determine if they get up in the morning, what do they need to know? They know the date. They know, and they have all that information. Do they need to add their birth information to that to see what kind of a day they're going to have? Can you absolutely do that?
Come up with a personal day. First, you need to know the personal year. The personal year is determined by the calendar year. So, like, this year adds up to 6. Then you add in your personal month and personal day, your original birth date and birth month added to the calendar year. So let's say you're born on June 30th. You would come up with, this year's a 6, you add another 6 for the June, you've got 12, then you add the other 3, you've got 15, so your personal year is actually still a 6 for this year. Then you use the months after that, added the months, so if it was, let's say, March, you're adding to that 6, it's a 9 month for you, so it's a month of finishing up things before you start the next month. Then you've got whatever day of the week it is, if you have on a 9 day. If it's already a 9 month, you add the 9 day, you're having a 9 day that day. So you know that today is full of things that you have to get done, things that you have to address, otherwise you're going to be dealing with them for the next dependent. Let's say if it's a 9 day, you've got to deal with whatever it is, but otherwise it's going to carry over into the next 9 days. And you'll have to be dealing with that same kind of situation. If it's a 9 month and you don't deal with it now, you carry it on for the next 9 months. Same thing goes for years. If you don't deal with something but before your 9 years are over, you can carry it again and have to deal with it repeatedly over the next 9 years. Obviously, you don't want to leave anything undone on 9 years.
No. And so you really need to know your own numbers to add it up for the day and for the month, I guess, right?
Right, month, day, everything. Technically, I think if you really wanted to, you could go down to digit time, but you'd have to use like a 24-hour clock because the 12-hour clock really wouldn't work. It's not appropriate. But you could go down to all of it. So let's say if your year this year is an 8, let's say, which is a very big financial and whatnot learning year, if you're here in July, you're on a 6 month. The 8 and the other adds to 15, so a 6. Your underlying, as far as I'm concerned, because like I said, I don't believe in only digiting down to the single digit. I do think the other ones have hidden other aspects for what's going on for you. So not only is this month that 6 for you, it's also got some 1 and 5 energy hiding behind it. Things that you have to deal with, having some fun involving all these things involving your 6. Then you pick your day, like today's the 9th. So since it's a 9, anytime you're dealing with a 9, whatever other number you're adding it to, you wind up with the same number. So if it's today's a 2 for you, you add the 9, you get an 11. Technically, you've got that high end, but it's still a 2.
Oh, it's so complicated, huh?
I can get into the People laugh at me. They're like, how do you rattle this stuff off? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just all in there, you know?
Yeah,
it's
really
not complicated when you do it on a piece of paper, though. It really isn't.
No. No, it's really, really not. I mean, I have all the stuff that I learned. I mean, she gave us all things that she printed out. She gave us tests, and mine turned out to be very unusual, and I don't remember why. I'll have to look it up so that I can tell you about it at another time. Well, is there ever such a thing as a bad number?
No. I've been asked that numerous times, and no numbers are technically bad, but they all have positive and negative aspects to a number and kind of a neutral aspect. I mean, let's say if you've got – it's just like with a person. You've got a person who their main core person, let's say, as an Aries is, you know, strong, independent, forthright. But then if you take them to a negative aspect, they can be domineering or controlling and manipulative. Or if you take them to the super negative, which is completely destructive aspect, you've got someone who's actually, you know, sadistic or something else, depending upon how you look at it. I'm not saying that's all people are like that. I'm just saying these are negative aspects of that particular thing. It's the same thing with numbers. You can take a one who's a great person who likes to start things, is usually outgoing, likes to do everything. However, they can also be, if you go into the slightly negative, they have a tendency to not finish things, or they can procrastinate, they can leave things hanging, they can be not showing up for engagements when you get to that. When you get to the really negative, the super negative aspect of that, you can get someone who's completely inconsiderate of all other people, you know, controlling, mean, obnoxious. So it's like everything else. You have a positive, a mediocre kind of negative, and then a severe negative aspect.
So basically numbers can affect everything.
Pretty much. Yep. I've had people tell me, well, how do you translate it into another language or something? But those languages still use letters. So you just still go by the same letters. It has nothing to do with what the word itself means. It has to do with how the letters are transpired and come up and what do they add up to.
Well, I mean, it's fascinating. It really, really is. And I wish I would have thought of this before we started this. I would have had you do Star Psychics, which is not, should be too hard to do. Right? What do you need for that now? You just need the name? To do the business, see what you're talking about, and because I'm the owner and I started it, I can say, well, absolutely, this is it, you know, I mean,
right.
That'd be fun, I love this, and we're also going to be having things in the blog, and we're going to be having your information in the e-zine. I think it's, you know, I think it's really important. People love stuff, they love to learn about things just like this. Okay, so now what you're probably doing, I'm going to tell my listeners, is you're matching all the letters in Star Psychics with the correlating numbers, right?
Right, which I've already done, so good.
Okay.
Well, in regards to Star Psychics, if you go for the total name, now, like I said, also the original start date would have a large effect because that would be the path the whole thing's on. You're talking about its expression, so how it's seen, how it comes across, the energy it gives that way, which is, I like the name, actually. It comes across as a six. So that's very comforting, very family, very trusting, very I belong here, you know. Anybody who winds up coming here from, unless they have something on their own that's repulsing them because of the way they're dealing with things, would feel comfortable there, whether working there or coming there for a reading or just visiting. They would have this comfort feeling, like you can kick back, sit down. It's like walking to, you know, you can go to 100 metaphysical stores and find maybe 5 that have that energy where you feel comfortable and you can walk in and sit down and go, you know, I really like this place. It's like home. That's the same energy that the name gives you.
That's what I get all the time is everybody finds it very appealing, soothing, you know, and which is like really, really nice. And, you know, in astrology, the number 6 is of service, so it's definitely service-oriented site, but the number 6 sounds like it's perfect for it.
Exactly. I mean, if you were doing a different kind of business, you would want a different kind of number. Now, I don't always use the secondary aspects, the soul origin, the crescent self, for business names. But in the kind of business you have, it's probably appropriate because the other energy comes out too. Obviously, you've got the other energy here, which comes out to an 8, which shows that of course, granted, it's a business. You want to make money. So that's not a negative aspect at all. However, the other aspect before is the seven, which tells you that it's also very spiritual-oriented. It's based on trying to help people learn things and find their way. So for the particular type of site it is, it's a great name choice.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, I got it, like, many, many years ago. I created it and didn't know what I was going to use it for. And, of course, it started October 23rd of 2011. So that, you could tell what its birth path would be, if you will, correct? October 23rd, 2011.
It's a one.
Oh, it's a one.
Yeah, it's a one. The path for it is a one because you're adding all those digits together. The only one you're not making a single digit, of course, is the 11 because where it's placed in it. If you were saying 1102, then it wouldn't be an 11. It'd be 11. But because it's 2011, you're adding that 11 plus that 2, so you've got 13. You said 23, so that 3 more is 16, 17, 18. You add the other, it's 19, which 1 plus 9 is 10, digit down to 1. It also adds a good aspect to it because a 6 can get kind of bogged down in the people and helping them and not moving forward. But you can tell with the site because you're always constantly evolving it, changing it, mm-hmm. adding to it, making it better. There's your one right there. It's headed in new areas, things that other people are not doing, trying to change the view. In a way, it seems to be setting up to change the way people view such sites. Because, you know, sadly in the past, because of other people, some of them have been viewed negatively. But I don't see that here because it's got a completely different energy.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, I think that's totally awesome. we couldn't have started it on a better day. I'll be happy to tell Tony that, as he'll be thrilled. That's my webmaster who does all mm-hmm. the behind-the-scenes work. And I have enjoyed this so much. And, of course, you can reach Star Series. And of course, you can reach her there at starpsychics.com. We were just discussing a few little add-ons that we might consider doing and lots of good things happening. And if I can get her some night to do some readings on the air, perhaps she'll tell you a little something more about your number. Thank you so much for joining us. I loved having you. And thank you again, and thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our time is up for our show. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I see all the questions in the in the room. How did you get your number? How did you get your number? Well, I have Stars Maya with us tonight, and I have Stars Series with us tonight, who did the topic discussion on numerology. And pardon my bird. I mean, you know, everybody knows he's the resident bird for Blog Talk Radio. Anyways, we're going to get started here with some readings. And if anybody in the room, because I know they can hear me, if they'd like to call in, they can get a question answered by either Stars Series or Stars Maya. And the number is 347-838-9736. So without further ado, here we're going to go on, and I'm going to catch up here with Stars Maya. She's going to do the first one. Hi, Stars Maya. Are you ready for the first caller?
Yes, good evening. What a wonderful show. I enjoyed it so much.
I know.
Much.
Wasn't that fun? Looks like I chose
was,
the right
was,
name, huh?
Yes. And
totally
I'm ready
to
for
be
my
the right.
Answer.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to do a little skipping around here. Okay, here we go. Hi, Melvin. You've got Stars Maya here on the air. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is that I'm trying to get back in school. I'm a senior, and I have like 8 classes remaining, but I'm having some problems. I owed the college $1,600, and I can't register until I pay that amount.
Right.
I have, yes, ma'am, and I don't have until school starts on the 15th of next month, and I just need to know. I'm kind of stressed. Well, I'm stressed a lot about, do you see this, me getting some kind of funding or something to help me get in school by the 14th of next month?
Well, first of all, Melvin, even if it doesn't happen on your time frame, you're stressing way, way too much over this. Your path is set. You've got good, strong goals. I feel like you did make a couple bad choices. And, you know, hey, we're human. That happens. Was this some type of a grant and you dropped out of school?
No, ma'am. I maxed out of my tuition. The business office said I didn't have any more funding for my tuition. I maxed out after 4 years.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you maxed out of what is provided. So what you're telling me is you have not been in school before. You did not leave school. You're just re-registering for a new semester. You've completed every semester without dropping out.
No, ma'am, I didn't complete it every semester. The last time I was in school was 2009, you know, after my mom passed away, and I haven't been back since because of the fact that they kept telling me that I have maxed out all my tuition. So I got all my loans that I owed to college, my Stafford and all my loans, and I got them consolidated, and they the people that I got them all consolidated, and I got them off my college. I don't owe the college anything, but the $1,600. All my loans, student loans that I borrowed over the years, has been exempt off of my credit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And so, yes, ma'am. So what I'm trying to do is find a way. The college told me to, you know, I had to pay this out. But there is some funding, but I can't get through that funding unless I pay this part out.
Okay. Why I wanted to clarify that is because it's important. If I pick up a piece of information, it's really important that you, the caller, validate that, or if it completely is not true, that I know that I'm on the wrong track. And what you were able to do is validate that when I picked up that you had dropped out, that was correct. Now I understand what you're saying. You want to find out if funding is going to come through in time for this deadline so that you can get into school. I believe it probably starts in August, but it's considered the fall semester.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Your
yes, ma'am.
Melvin, I want so much to say yes. You have no idea. You have been through a lot, and I want to tell you how sorry I am. Your mother is very proud of you. I'm being shown, and I'm sorry to go off track, but when spirit comes forward, I always acknowledge them. And your mother is placing, like, she's almost standing next to you or behind you and placing her hands on both of your shoulders. Was this a common gesture for your mother?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. I want you to know that your mother says, Melvin, I'm proud of you. It's going to be okay. She doesn't want you to worry. She's in a very good place, and she's proud of you. She doesn't want you to stress. I feel like she is shaking her finger, and she's got her hand on her hip now, and she's going so darn fast, I can't even keep up. She's scolding you, Mr. Melvin. She sure is. And not to worry that she wants you to have faith in God. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. She knows
okay,
I did.
She's telling you, not that it's wrong that you called in, but she's saying, put your faith in God because he's going to see you through. And I'm going to go, because your mother's energy has come through so strong for us this evening, I feel, Melvin, that you're probably going to get the funding that you need. So when you hang up from this call, of course, please listen to the rest of the show, but know that your mother loves you. She's still with you. She's watching over you, and I want you to really pray about this because That's the key right there, is your prayers to God will be answered, Melvin. And God bless you.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Melvin.
Thank both of you all. Thank you. I love you all. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
Melvin.
I have chills. I
yes,
love
ma'am.
It.
Thank you.
Oh, you can keep listening to the show, Melvin. We're going to go to the next caller.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Maya. What a beautiful reading.
As usual.
Okay, I'm going to go get Star Series and see if she can do this next one. Okay. Star Series, are you there for our next caller?
Oh, yeah. I was listening to the other one. So.
Oh, yes. Okay, her name is Lisa. Let me connect her in right now.
Okay,
Lisa, you're on the air with Star Series. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Yes, hi. This is Lisa. I was calling to find out what you see coming up for my finances.
Today must be finances day. Hi, Lisa.
It is, right? Yeah, Melvin, God bless him. I hope he gets that money.
Everybody I've talked to today, even before here, is like all finances. It must
be that
kind
of
day. Let's see here. Well, I'll be honest with you. It's going to be pretty good for a little while here. Probably pick up in about... 3.5 weeks, it'll start to pick up. It'll go really great for the next 9 weeks. Then it looks like you have a couple choices to make at that time. So we're talking about, what, almost 3 months from now. You're going to have some choices to make that if you're not careful with your money, it'll seem like a really good opportunity somewhere to make, you know, extra money really quick. Personally, I would suggest avoiding it. It's about 3 months down the line. So after the end of this month, you should be doing really good, much better, but avoid what's going to hit in 3 months. Because if you take that other chance and say, oh, this sounds really good, it seems like a great thing, it's really going to bite you and put you in a worse position than you are now.
Okay.
Otherwise, your finances shouldn't be too bad. I mean, they haven't been the best in the world right now, but you could be doing a lot worse. So you seem like you're not doing too bad to me.
No, it's not horrible. It's not where
it's just stressful, right? Because it's not where you want it to be. And not, sometimes it's hard to take care of things when you do it that way. But no,
yeah.
Actually, you should be doing good. Like I wish I could give you an idea of what that is that's coming in the 3 months, but I'm just not seeing it. I keep looking and I'm going, what is it? All I'm getting is that it involves someone that you know will mention something that they heard about, someone they were talking to, and they will introduce you to the other person who will seem, like I said, like a good opportunity to change into that, to working with them. Don't. That's the only word I can give you is don't. Because even though it seems great and it seems legit and it seems everything else, if you go that route, it'll just demolish everything you had going on and the forward movement you have going on right now. If you can avoid it and ignore it and say, no, you know what, I have better choices to do. By the end of, January, you should be doing a lot better than you are now. So you'll be starting off next year in a way better position than you are now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem. You have a
great
day.
Thank you, Natalie. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you for coming. Looks like we lost our one caller, so we're going to wait a few moments here. And I guess Star Series, I guess you and I will chat just a tad here. I'm going to give the next caller. She was waiting. I guess she got disconnected. But everybody was excited in the room, of course, about listening to the numbers and what Stars turned out to be. And it is exciting when you think about it. Everything is numbers anyways, really.
I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to numbers. People I know personally laugh at me because they're like, how can you get that crazy over numbers? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just like fun, you know. If you turn around, granted it's work to try and do people's numbers for them and you have to sit down and calculate it, but I find it fun. I enjoy doing it. So
let's see what Stars Maya has to say. Hey, Stars Maya, what do you think about numbers? I mean, are you fascinated by them like I am?
I don't find them, I'm not quite as fascinated, probably, and I love the voice, but I want to make sure I get her name right. It's Stars.
Series.
Series.
Right.
Series.
And you know what, series? What I did is I put it down as S-E-R-I-E-S so that I would always
remember. A lot of people do that, like a TV series or something.
Yeah,
It's actually after the Roman version of the Greek goddess Demeter. That's her name in Roman, is Ceres. One of those mini planets out there that we have right now is also called Ceres.
Okay, now it's because I relate with all that stuff. I was fascinated by some of what you said. I really enjoyed what you had to say, Star Ceres, and you too, Starcast, of course, of numerology. I do like to use some numerology. I'm not as well-versed, I don't feel, as the both of you are. And I actually noticed that our numbers are different. Like, I didn't get to hear all of it. I think they might be having technical problems. That could be why our listener got dropped, because I got dropped a couple of times. But just to clarify, now, Star Ceres, you were saying, if I understood you correctly, what did you say that the number, or Starcast, either of you, the number 8, you use prime numbers, both of you, 1 through 9. Is that, did I get that correct?
1 through 9 and then master numbers, right.
Okay. So on the 1 through 9, what is the 8 representing in
an 8 is more financial, an 8 is more businessy, an 8 is, if you were to take them in order, I always tell people it's kind of like following a path of growing something. A 1 is where you plant things and you start the process.
Okay.
A 2 is where you kind of cultivate it and work it and take care of it. A 3 is where you actually start to see it. You start to enjoy it. Or in the regards to people, you're dealing with people and it's socializing. A 4 is work, when you have to start really putting an effort to what you want to have to come. 5 is where you get that little bit of a break. You get a little downtime. You get more enjoyment. Obviously I'm being really basic here, but a 6
sure.
is more family-oriented, more, okay, we're getting ready. 7s are dealing with lessons, or in the case of, like, if you're going with plants, I would take the aspect of dealing with any problems before you get to the end. 8 is where you have reaping what you sow, so to speak, in regards to that, where the finances come in, where you're getting the opportunity to really get your life going and set it on another path. When you get to the 9, you're talking about working anything you forgot to do, getting it all done, restarting so you can get ready for the next 1 to start all over again.
Okay, so that, thank you. I know our listeners, I'm sure, appreciate, and those in the chat room, that you went over that. That's interesting. Where I use numbers is for a lot of my clients when they're asking about a move to a home, and I ask for the numbers, and I always break them down into a prime number by adding, like you demonstrated, both
right.
of you.
Digit down, right.
But for me, a 9, let's use it in the scenario of moving into a house, because I really am so excited to get to talk to you, actually, Star Ceres,
yeah.
and ask you this question. To me, a 9, I would always tell a client, do not move into a home that the numbers added together are a 9. And I just wanted to get you and Starcast's take on that. If you agree, totally disagree, think I'm flipping out of my mind.
Well, it depends. What you're looking at may be the Chaldean version versus the Pythagorean version, which is what I look at. The Chaldean version of numerology is quite different, and 9s are sometimes considered negative in that numerology. I don't particularly care for that version. It's a completely different basis. However, like I was saying earlier, any number has a positive and a negative. A general person, yeah, if you're not ready to deal with things and personal growth and trying to find the real you and get your life together, a 9's not a place to live. I am a 9 on my life path. I am a 9. I live that way. You know, it's everything has to be done. It's more of women do better at 9s than men do at those addresses, because it's very goal-oriented. It's very, you know, it actually, surprisingly, people don't realize that it has a dreamer tendency, or, you know, to help with your idealism, your self-confidence. It's really good for that, in that kind of address. But like I was saying earlier, you have to also take what the sub-numbers are. I mean, if you're moving into a 9 and it was a 6 and a 3, if you're not in the mood for lots of people and, you know, and you want to have time for just yourself, then it wouldn't be a good address, because you, that 6 and that 3 are going to pull lots of people into your life all the time.
So
I believe that, you know, also that I'm a 9, I think, and I don't really do numerology. I had, but you know, that online class, but
right.
astrologically and even according to my cards, to me the 9 always relates to spirituality. Because it's the house of the church, you know, it really is, higher wisdom. So I don't know. I think you have to go with what your feeling is, Stars Maya. If you feel the nine, don't move into a house. You mean like on the 9th day, or if the numbers total up to be 9? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Let me clarify first of all by saying that I'm not nearly as well versed as either of you, or as well studied in numerology. So I'm kind of a beginner, let's say. And I'm not talking about names, because to me, that is a separate entity for me with numbers. But when I'm talking about dwellings, whether that would be most especially a home, but even a business office, when I do the numbers, I do look individually, Star Sirius, like you mentioned. You know, you can look individually. But I have found, I guess my experience has just been, when those numbers come to a 9, there seems to be a lot more conflict and chaos. If it's a business, it doesn't do well. It has a lot of ups and downs. If it's a home, a family that, let's say, is very functional, or, you know, I mean, we're all dysfunctional to a point, but let's say a family that's pretty happy and stable moves into a 9, and all of a sudden things start to get out of kilter. This is something that I have personally experienced, and it is what led me to study just a tad, obviously, numerology. So I'm enlightened by the both of you to know that that's not always necessarily a generality that I need to open myself. If I'm going to be quoting things, then I need to learn more about numerology.
It depends on, like,
so
I said, which one you're using. The number 9 in Chaldean numerology is considered more negative. It's more of a in-your-face. And that may be the aspect you're seeing. Also, I always try to remember, like with astrology, if you put, even though you're an Aries person and you put it with another Aries or in an Aries environment, does not mean you're going to get along well. If you're not ready to deal with certain aspects, or let's say a 9 is meant to bring out more of the core personality and make you deal with who you really are, okay, before you change into the next life. A 9 year, let's say, will make everything that you have not dealt with over the last 9 or even consecutive years before that will come up at that time. Well, a 9 house for you can have a similar effect. So if you've been hiding from, let's say, a bad problem in your relationship and you move into a 9 house, it's not going to let you hide from that aspect. It's going to come up, and everything that's been hiding under the surface is going to basically come up and bite you until you deal with it. It doesn't always mean that bad things will happen.
I just had a thought. I mean, maybe the 9, I'm sitting here listening, and I'm thinking maybe the house is going to have a lot of spirits in it.
It can have a lot of stuff dumped in it, too. If the person moving in doesn't cleanse it out first, that can happen. It's like
probably, Maya, you know, that, you know, the 9... because it is the house of the church, and it's spiritual as far as astrology. I don't know numerology like Ceres does, but she really is more of the expert, or the expert. But I know just astrologically, maybe that's what you're picking up, Maya, is that's why you don't really like them to move in a 9.
You shed a lot when you move into a 9 if you're handling it. If you've lived in a 9, you're going to be dumping... But to move on, you're going to be dumping everything there. So it would be a house that accumulates a lot.
Okay. And I have my gifts, but I don't do astrology. So you might be right, Stars Cast. you know, that it could be something to do with numerology and, or I'm sorry, astrology, and what Star Sirius is saying, that does make sense. So there are some negative aspects, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's entirely negative. You have to take it, like, I thought your statement was very compelling, and I'm going to take it, which is every number, like everything, flora, fauna, everything has a positive and negative aspect. So that's true. As far as spirits, it's hard for me to step outside myself because I've got like hundreds of spirits around me all the time.
But think about it, though. What we're saying is, and I've seen this happen in places where houses I didn't even want to go into because, you know, they just felt so off. And a lot of times it's
right.
Was for something else and not the numbers. But when you think about it, if you take a house where, let's say, all kinds of people are going in, and the people who have something bad going on in their life, if they actually learn from living in that nine environment, are going to leave behind essence of what they were trying to get rid of. So when the next people come in, if nobody's cleaned out the house, cleansed, so to speak, then that will still be hanging around. So the next person will be dealing with their own stuff plus – any of the excess that's hanging around, which, I mean, I find that happens when you move into any house. You have to get rid of, people who did it before, you have to clear it out yourself anyways.
Right.
Okay, ladies, not to interrupt, but we have a caller, and so Stars Maya, you're up next to do this, and Stars Series, this is, don't go away, this is awesome, just hold on. Okay, Deborah, you have Stars Maya on the air for yourself. Just ask your question to her.
Hello.
Hello.
Is there anything that I need to be aware of that's going on around me that I'm not aware of in the next couple weeks?
Well, that's very general. I feel like you have something specific in mind. When you're asking me, is there anything that you need to be aware of in the next 2 weeks, I feel like there's something specific on your mind that you're concerned is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. Is that not correct?
Sure. Pardon me?
Well, I got a couple different things. So let me just share with you the broad base of what I picked up when you asked that question. Because a general, you know, when you throw out a general question, I'm gonna get a lot of general information, and I'm not sure which direction we need to go here. I got a couple things, Deborah. I got that I felt there was a possibility of some type of legal work being served, something that has to do with some type of legal issue. So I got that, and I also got a relationship came in, and I felt like there could be a change in a relationship. So either of those, is that somewhere where you want to go, either of those places?
Well, it all has to do with my youngest daughter, so they both hit on.
So what?
I said they both, you hit them both. They both have to do with my youngest daughter.
Okay. So if you are comfortable, if you can be a little bit more, I mean, I'm not a mind reader.
Is she going to lose her home?
Pardon me?
Is she going to lose her home?
I feel that she is, Deborah. I'm not getting a positive call here on this one. Gosh, and I so hate, but let me tell you this. I do feel that she's going to get served, but, and to me, I feel like there's something to do with the relationship in this. And I feel a lot of legal things. Now, my guides are coming in, they're telling me that it's not over till it's over. So I feel like there is a chance. I don't feel that there's a great chance, but I feel like there's a chance she needs to make sure that she exhausts every avenue, including I get the government. I get government, I get HUD. These are the words my guides are giving me. I feel like there may be almost a higher authority that may be able to help your daughter. And my guides are also telling me, in the event this goes through, that your daughter's going to be okay, and she's going to get to a place where she's going to look back and realize, you know what, that may not have been as bad as what I felt during the time that I went through it. Because there is going to be a sacrifice if she loses it, but there's also going to be a release of a huge burden that I feel needs to be released on her side. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll leave you with that, and you can always visit us at Stars Psychics, and that stars with a Z, and you can see myself. We have more than 100 wonderful experts in all different. We all work differently, and we'd be happy to look further into this or any issues that you might have. I do wish you and your daughter both the best, Deborah, and God bless you both. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deborah. And I want to remind you, Deborah, if you go create a free account on starspsychics.com, whoops, we lost her. I was going to tell her that again, and I'm telling everybody that those listening, you'll get a survey and you'll get 5 free minutes, which is a $10 value, to try out any of the readers that I have. But you have to have a brand new account or account that you've never used to use the 5 free minutes. And it'll come in a survey, and all you have to do is fill it out, send it back, and the minutes are added to your account. That's coming, I believe, this weekend, Tony told me. So. Oh, I wish I could have got a hold of her. I didn't copy her number down. But anyways, awesome reading, Maya, as usual. It's hard to tell people things like that, isn't it?
It is, because I'm a positive person, and I do believe when I say to people, you know, later down the road that you're going to look back, I sincerely mean that, because we do have to go through lessons. And as we all know, life is hard, and I also heard in the reading that Star Sirius did, talking about how she had a lot of clients asking about finances, and universally, this is a very, very difficult time. I'm no spring chicken, and I cannot recall a time universally that the economy has been so difficult for so many people. People that never would have expected to be out of work or to not have the money or to lose a home.
Right.
So it's a hard time, and yes, it is hard. I always so much want to be able to say yes, yes, yes. But, you know, I have to honor each person, and you can only honor them and spirit and God by being true and honest in your readings. So.
Exactly. Star Sirius, what do you think about
what's going on?
Any good things coming on for the economy since we've got a few minutes left here?
Oh, wow. That's a massive general reading. Not this year. I don't think it'll be this year. Probably not till towards the end of next year, and then in the 2 years after that. But so we're talking... But by, I would say, 2016, towards the end of that year and the beginning of 2017, it's going to be complicated. That's the only word I can think to use. It's not individual people. The problem is, I think, people didn't get so much off track as larger companies did, which is one of the reasons why I like working with you, because you're not like that. But a lot of the larger companies have become so closed off to their employees and so closed off to people in general that it's caused more problems that were needed, you know.
Right.
It
oh, yeah.
It
and, you know,
it
affects the economy. Yes. And that's why when I created what I did, I knew the purpose. I knew what I wanted to do. It is different. Mm-hmm. It will always be different. And that's why we're if you want to think about it, we're in a class of our own. Don't you think so, Maya? That, you know, what I have on the site there is we are there for everybody. We don't, you know, we don't overcharge. We don't do any of that. And I I'm telling you, I love everybody that's on the site. I'm so blessed. We had trouble this week, of course. Everybody knew about the site. We had issues there, and the emails I got, oh, don't worry about it, Natalie. It'll be just fine. We still love you. We know you're working hard. I mean, you can't imagine how great that makes me feel, because I have the pressure of all of you wanting to make money, and you lost some time. So, and Karma Kyra just sent me a heart. I'm very lucky. You see, the other sites don't have what I have, and they never will, because they don't get to know all of you. It's just a wonderful feeling. Stars Maya, you're awesome. Stars Ceres, you're awesome. I have the girls in the room, Stars Judy Noah, Stars Karma Kyra, and I have Stars Priestess Candy in there. And they show up, and it's a wonderful feeling. And I thank you both for coming tonight. We're almost out of time, and I'm sorry we lost that one caller. However, there is another week. We will be back next week, and I'm going to remind those listening that if you go to starpsychics.com and open an account, a brand new account, then you can get a survey. And that you get 5 minutes added to your account. And I have to promote all the readers there. You just saw two beautiful ones tonight. And, you know, I'm continuing on because I know people listen to this afterwards, and I really want them to know how special Stars is. I mean, it's a beautiful sight, beautiful people. So thanks, you two. I love you both, and I love you girls in the room. I see you there. Everybody's giving me goosebumps. They're sending hearts and all of that. So have a great evening, ladies, and we will see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Everybody have a great week.